Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing those things you used to do. 'Cause I was a motivating over the hill. I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on the open road, nothing outrun my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, she's bumper and bumper and side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start back doing that thing you used to
do. I've always liked the song Maybelline. We did more of a bluegrass country version of it, and the song is strong enough that it held up, so I just like it as kind of a barn burner.
We're speaking with Pat Donahue of the Prairie All-Stars. Maybelline, the song's over a generation old. Pat, why is this still popular with audiences?
I think it's the same thing that made it go over at the very beginning as being one of the first rock and roll songs in history. It's just a great song, and it's got a rhythm that can't be denied. Chuck Berry has some kind of a thing that was just ready to happen at that time, and it's still fresh today, I think.
How do the guys in the band enjoy playing this kind of song, which is in the collective past of most North American people?
I think they like it just fine because it's a pretty classic form, and it allows everybody to solo, you know, to their heart's content, and yet still be in the context of a good song.
Well, the motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac sitting like a tunnel lid, 110 and a half mile ahead. Cadillac looking like sitting still, I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start right doing those things you used to do.
We're speaking with Pat Donahue of the Prairie All-Stars. The years go by, Pat, and the group is still kicking.
Well, we were all former members of the Guys All-Star Shoe Band from a Prairie Home Companion on National Public Radio. And we played together for years in that on that show, and we would rehearse once a week with different material for each show. And so we developed a way to work together pretty spontaneously. And not to mention that these guys are all beyond great as musicians, so it makes it easier.
Do you mean that the arrangements that are played on stage are kind of spur of the moment?
They are, all to a large degree, spontaneous. They often seem like the way they should go to me, but I'm never taking an arrangement from a previous source. Even my own recordings, we sometimes deviate from that. So it's a very spontaneous thing. It's however we're all feeling, and we just get together and start playing, and it jumps. It's greater than the sum of the parts.
Pat, you're busy with performances and with lessons. When do you find time to write?
In between everything else. I write on the plane when I'm flying someplace, or I write on a walk when I'm walking around, or sometimes when I'm actually sitting down trying to. But mostly I find the best writing happens when I'm not really trying to do it.
And the Prairie All-Stars plays quite a few of your songs.
Yes, quite a bit of what we do is my original songs, mostly. And one of them is called Land of Make-Believe, which we recorded together about a year and a half ago.
What's it about?
What it's about is always a good question, but I guess I would say it's about the way things could be if they weren't the way they are.
Well, I like to say it's not a perfect world.
I'd have to go along with that 100%, but we do what we can, and that's why we need make-believe.
We'll pretend there is no heartache and let go of all the pain and go walking in the sunshine in the middle of the rain. And if there is no tomorrow, then there is no time to breathe, and there's no regret or sorrow in the land of make-believe.
Pat Donahue and the Prairie All-Stars, Land of Make-Believe, and I must say, a nice building kind of arrangement. You also like to play holiday music around the Christmas season.
Yeah, we do like to do holiday shows, and the fact is that a lot of the holiday music is, we just really like it a lot, and then I have my own original holiday repertoire too. So between the traditionals that we do together and my own stuff, it makes for a pretty nice show around the holidays. Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, Pat, now it's time to play an example of holiday music, but the one you've recorded is not with the Prairie All-Stars. It's a solo piece, and I'd have to say this is kind of deep catalog Christmas music. I mean, it's not White Christmas, it's not Jingle Bells, it's Ave Maria.
That's right, by Franz Schubert, which is not traditionally really a Christmas song, although some collections include it. And I happen to do a solo guitar version of it that I like a lot. But when we do it together with the band, they all play on it too.
Donahue's original guitar arrangement for Ave Maria. Pat Donahue and the Prairie All-Stars with Butch Thompson play a holiday happening at the Minnesota History Center in St. Paul, Sunday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. Information about the show is available at patdonahue.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.